Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The great Stevie Ray Vaughan is going to be your artist of the day. Good afternoon, everybody. Kansas City, good to be with you. Our city still stands tall. Nothing burned down overnight. Thank you. Everybody seemed to kind of get along. Quote of the night last night when Dana and I were doing the live coverage was when I asked Mark Lavoy, what does it taste like when you get tear gassed? He says, well, it tastes like tear gas.
Yeah, that's what it tastes like.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Very succinct. What's it smell like, tear gas?
It smells like tear gas. What's it feel like? It feels like tear gas.
Somewhere between tear gas and tear gas.
That's why we pay him the big bucks.
That's right.
Mark Lavoy.
He got right to the point.
What does tear gas taste like? It tastes like tear gas, Scott. That was either the dumbest question or the dumbest answer in all of journalism.
It was both, and it was my favorite moment ever.
Hello,
let's just all collectively hope for a quiet night tonight.
I actually think it is going to be quiet.
I think so, too. If not, I'll be there.
Okay, thank you, Captain Obvious. Get back to us when you find something new to report.
No, he will be there. He went last night, and you know, I understand, but I'm tired. Does that make sense? I understand, but I'm tired of the few bad actors turning what was a beautiful day of peaceful protesting into what it turned into last night.
Well, and Dan, I actually think that's what it really is. You know, you hear the term in the news a lot, you know, few bad apples, few bad actors, whatever. I really do think it is a handful of provocateurs who come out at night. Hey, Chris Katz.
Yep, that's where it is.
And they come out at night and they are either white supremacists or they're Antifa or they're whatever. And what they do is they spray paint Black Lives Matter on a wall when they couldn't give one damn about a black life. And the majority, and by the majority, I mean 99% of the people protesting are like, really? Why are you doing that? A, you're not even black, but yet you're painting Black Lives Matter on a wall. And I think that what they're trying to do, these people, these provocateurs, is they're trying to stoke the flame of anger, division, and hate. And I think you saw a little bit of that last night in Kansas City. But for the most part, I mean, we were anticipating going on till 11 o'clock. It had pretty much dispersed by 10, and you and I were off the air by 10 o'clock. I was actually pleased with the way Kansas City responded last night. This is when you speak.
We don't have Dana, apparently.
Oh. Do we lose our connection to Dana? Nope.
We're starting early.
Oh, boy. Here we go again. The telephone number here is 576-7798. 576-7798. If you would like to weigh in. By the way, I need to remind you, Mayor Quentin Lucas is going to have, and by the way, he's been all over, and I don't mean this in a bad way, he's been all over the national media today. I saw him on CNN this morning, then I saw him on MSNBC, didn't see him on Fox News because he's black.
Wow.
And then he is going to join us, we think, at 5:45 this afternoon.
Welcome back, Dana.
Thank you. It's good to be back. We just got this email in.
One of the kids getting on their Facebook over there?
No, there's nobody here. Over the weekend, there were 151 total arrests. The majority of damage sustained was to buildings, businesses, and vehicles around the plaza area, notably two news cars. Mostly broken windows, spray-painted graffiti. Some businesses were looted.
I'm not laughing, but what TV stations got their cars torched?
41 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
Several police vehicles were damaged, spray-painted, and one was burned completely. 20 officers total sustained injuries, requiring them to come off the line and be treated at the scene. Two of those, as you know, were hospitalized. One of those officers was released over the weekend. The other, I think, is supposed to be released today. The one with the lacerated liver that we talked about last night. Mm. And that's the latest from the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department.
Okay.
And then a little later today, Sam, on Facebook, I tagged you on a beautiful, impassioned speech out of Chicago today. And say what you want about the city of Chicago, it's worth your time to hear what I believe her name's Kim Cook has to say. It's going viral for all the right reasons, and we will play that later for you today.
What do you mean by say what you want about the city of Chicago?
Well, because people try to make this political. Well, there's, you know, they anytime there's anything out of Chicago, they go, well, how are those gun laws working out for you? And that's not what she's talking about. You know, I did not know this. She grew up in Cabrini Green and had something to say about the murder of George Floyd. And so at some point today, I do want to play that for you. If you'd like to text us, do not do so at 22980. The text line has changed.
Don't get me started.
And because Scott likes saying the number so well, we will let him say it now.
The new text line number, because this company is so cheap and needs to save every dollar where they can. I'm not kidding. That was one of the reasons why they changed the number, was to save a dollar.
Maybe
Entercom is so damned cheap. I am not kidding. To save a dollar, the text line is no longer 22980, because that was easy and made sense. Okay? But because the people that run this company are so cheap, they have changed the number for their text line to save you, check that, to save us $1. It is 913-576-7798. Now, it cost me a dollar just to read you the new text line number. But
right.
These cheap at corporate wanted to save some money, and we have a new text line number. You should never have given me this.
I believe they call this streamlining of services.
Streamlining means we're trying to save money because we are cheap blank holes.
And when you text, you have to have the 913.
Yes. You cannot dial 816, which you could do to call into the show. You could do 816 or 913.
We like to mix it up.
But if you want to text the show, Let's make this more confusing than ever before. It is 913-576-7798. And we just saved a millionaire a couple of bucks. 913-576-7798. I'll be back in just a moment, or maybe not. I don't want to do this over the air, but I have to. Sam, why is everything on the text line from 3 days ago?
Because you haven't updated it to the new number stream, so you're still getting the old number stream. Not only do you have to read a new number with additional digits, it's really tough. You have to know how to work a computer.
I will let you live today.
Hey, RIP 22980.
RIP.
So if you're trying to text in, you cannot use 22980 anymore. Because apparently
that was...
And if
you are texting in on the correct number, 576-7798, Scott can't read it.
913-576-7798.
Oh, you got to get the full 10 in there.
Oh, we got all those digits.
Because the only people who text are people in their cars, so let's make it more likely that they're going to die when they're driving. God dang it. Intercom. What's going on, bro? And literally, the only reason is to save a buck. That's the only reason they changed it.
Well, and the streamlining of services.
Which is to say, save a buck. Streamlining of services.
In corporate speak, we're streamlining services.
I'd like to cut in here with Encyclopedia Dan to help you out.
Yeah.
Dan?
Well, hey, Scott. I hear you have trouble turning your computer on.
Dan?
How you doing, Scott?
Here's what I've got. When I log back in to vibecm.com, it just says connected, everything. I'm getting no real texts. And
right. Okay. So what you're going to want to do
is kill somebody, maybe take a hostage. I don't know. Kick a puppy. What?
Just move your mouse into the upper right.
I don't have a mouse, Dan. I have an iPad.
Oh, well, use your finger and then click on Intercom Kansas City, and you should have a drop down thing there, and then click the blue text.
Okay.
The blue words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Okay. Well, I got to be clear, you know.
You do. Hey, clarity is important when we're streamlining services.
That's right.
Dan, why did we switch over?
Well, it's a cost-saving measure across the board. I was told that the company was spending a lot of money for these vanity numbers. And they wanted to streamline some things. And actually, that old number is rather old. It goes back to the old days when we were on AM.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would a company spend on a, quote, vanity number, Dan?
That's way above my pay grade to know how much they were spending. Mm-hmm. It was probably $1.86 or something. Mm-hmm.
Like maybe $2 a month?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe quarterly. So about what, $5-7 a year maybe? I don't know.
So now we're going to put people's lives at risk by making them type in a 10-digit number when they could have typed in a 5-digit number to send us a text. Do I understand that?
Well, you know what you could do is you could just save it in your contacts under KMBZ Radio.
Yeah.
And
you know what
you
could do? Stop talking.
Hey, I'm just here to help you out, man.
Dude, I love you. You know that.
You doing by the all way, right?
Yeah, I'm fine. I attended my first news meeting this morning.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you enjoy that?
No.
Hmm.
Well,
it was a long weekend.
Yeah, and you guys kept talking and talking and talking. I mean, you guys talked for like 45 minutes, man. Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we love you, brother. You be well. And I'm just goofing on you, so.
Oh, maybe. I know. So, hey, anytime you need tech support, you just call 1-800-WINE-BOMB.
All right. Be well, my friend. Dana, did we lose you again? Are you there?
You're not there. This is going to be a good day.
Yeah. This is, it's kind of like when she was back in Arizona, remember?
I mean, she did say no one was in the house, and then, I don't know, like 2.2 seconds later, Chris walked by, so.
Yeah.
Can we define no one? Does that mean less than 100?
Can we say that other people are on the internet, and she keeps getting knocked off the internet?
I'm just going to come to her house and install an Ethernet for her, which we've been trying to get since day one. We are now on month 3.
Okay, we are 24 minutes into the show, and she's been knocked off the show twice. And now she's reconnecting again. This is garbage. We need to get back into the building.
Man.
Everybody else is back in the building.
That was there. You're live now. Don't say anything.
Oh, good. I'm back. Good. Because you just got actual Dana, and I'm glad I didn't say another word before that or in between that. That typically goes with that word when I say that word.
What?
I'm here.
The word was the F word, amen.
Hi, Scott. You can text us at 913-576-7798.
I know that you're taking great pleasure in this.
No, I'm really not.
And you're thinking
I'm
it's
really
funny.
Not.
It's not funny to me.
It's not. There's nothing funny about any of this, actually, at all.
You know, I saw Dana last night for the first time in, what, 3 months?
Between a glass barricade.
I don't care.
Yes.
I don't care.
It was like a conjugal visit, only not even that. Like, I could see you, but there's no touching.
No touchy-feely.
No holding hands. I couldn't pass you a note.
This is getting really creepy, guys.
Was already creepy. She made it creepy when she said conjugal.
Rebecca Crockett was the prison guard. Super awkward.
Yeah, that was weird.
She's like, don't go in there. Don't look at him. Do not look at him in the eye.
Like, I showed up at work and Rebecca had already, like, sanitized the entire studio. I'm like,
which
wow.
We appreciated.
We did appreciate that. That was very nice. But the fact that you keep getting knocked off, it just reminds me I got to get back in the studio. I can't take this anymore. Anyway.
So on to Dana and Parks.
Sorry.
We have many fine things to get to today. Maybe you'd like to give out the phone number and the text line number.
Let me do that, if I could. The phone number here is 576-7798. The text line, because we are cheap, is 913-576-7798. You can do 816 or 913 for the phone, but if you do the text line, you must use 913-576-7798. The news is next.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well,
hey, welcome back, everybody.
Telephone
number here is 576-7798. That's the same as the text line. We just need you to put a 913 before that if you want to weigh in.
Do you want to hear something that makes me happy? Because you are grumpy and you have hair in your ears.
Yeah, I was just going to read a story, but yeah, go ahead.
I just went outside.
It's beautiful.
And I have a long overdue thank you for someone whom I do not know. Do you remember 2 years ago, Scott? I think it was 2 years ago. This huge, heavy, wet, angry snowstorm came through. The kind where it was the very heavy, wet ice and snow. And I know you remember this. My Bradford pear shot out of my yard into my neighbor's house and through my garage. Okay?
I do remember that, yep.
I have three 20-foot magnolia trees from Suburban in my backyard.
Okay.
And one of those trees, and they are 20 feet tall, and they are gorgeous and huge, and it's the one of the only things I've never killed that I put back there. And one of them got blown in half, just cut right in half. And when the insurance company came out, the nicest guy, I have no idea who he was, but it was the insurance company's contractor. He came out and said, I don't think I can save that beautiful magnolia, but I'm going to try. Even though it was cut like with a chainsaw in half.
All right.
The blooms appeared overnight.
Oh.
That thing is beautiful. It's short and fat like an Oompa Loompa instead of 20 feet tall. It's my little Oompa Loompa magnolia. But there's like 20 blooms on it. And I just took pictures of them. And I just, wherever you are, I just want to say thank you. Because he did not have to save that. He could have just ripped it down. But he saved it, and it's flowering, and we all need some flowers in our life right now, and it makes me happy.
Amen. Good for you. Story here from the Huffington Post, so you know it's true. Conservative Christian activists have largely framed the debate over whether houses of worship should resume in-person worship as a matter of defending religious freedom. But tucked into these arguments about religious liberty, some have also been pushing a claim that doesn't seem to stand up to scrutiny. That claim is that if businesses like grocery stores, laundromats, warehouses, hardware stores can safely remain open, why can't churches do the same? Health experts say that comparing churches to the essential businesses that remained open throughout the pandemic is misleading, especially as researchers begin to learn more about COVID-19. And how it spreads during mass gatherings. Still, these comparisons have been repeated by pastors across the country, as well as law firms that spearhead the Christian legal movement. I occasionally attend church, not as much as I should. I, for one, cannot understand why there is not some way to reopen churches, and I'm not saying, you know, shoulder to shoulder in the pews. I cannot understand why churches cannot reopen. And again, let me be very clear. I'm not saying that you know, a church that would say hold 400 people needs to hold 400 people on Sunday. What I'm saying is a church that would hold 400 people could hold 100 people. And they could even put down little taped X's or something on the pews where you have to sit. I went to the grocery store today, Dana, because I was out of milk. And I must have walked within 6 feet of a dozen people. A dozen people, at least. And I understand that grocery stores are an essential business. Nobody's going to deny that. But a warehouse, a hardware store, a liquor store, and we've lost you again. You need to dial back in. The telephone number here at the radio station is 576-7798. How is it that I can go to the grocery store today and walk within 3 feet of a dozen people? If I still drank, I could go to a liquor store and easily walk within 3 feet.
Is it because of the singing, Scott?
Well, then don't sing. Just go in and hear the sermon.
You would want me to sing anyway.
Yeah.
But yes, is it because of the nature of the group? You know.
The early morning services at the church that I grew up in didn't sing at all.
Yeah, no singing. We will, let's do the Lord's Prayer. We can do communion. You can leave your money in the plate as you walk out. We're not going to pass it around. Communion can be left in a plate, and you could take it during the service or after the service.
Now, are we sure that all services are still not happening? Here's why I ask. A good friend of mine attended a funeral over the weekend, a real funeral.
My church isn't open.
With communion, with the full-on touching and breaking of the bread and passing out to everybody there. And she said she couldn't believe it.
I wouldn't do that. Now, I'm a Presbyterian. It's a little bit different than like a Catholic service, et cetera.
But you, even I understand, Scott, even I understand that when you see images of people partying in their thongs in the Ozarks,
mm-hmm.
and somehow that was allowed to continue, but you can't go worship the way that you want to worship.
Right.
I understand the anger there.
Yeah, it's frustrating. And if you are a religious person and someone who enjoys going to church, and listen, I love Joel Osteen, but after a while I want to go see my own pastor. It's not enough to watch Joel Osteen at 9:30 on Channel 12, Channel 9, on a Sunday morning. I want to see
or
Timothy.
Zoom church, which is not the same.
No, it's not the same.
The same.
I want to see Timothy Wagner, you know? And I can't. You know, the
Did
the
you
church
see, by the
closed.
Way, not to go squirrel, but I will, at least one person, at least one, that was in the Ozarks over that weekend.
Yeah, had COVID, yeah.
Had COVID and went to like 9 bars in 3 days.
Well, and think about how many COVID cases are going to come out of all these protests. I mean, there's going to be in 2 weeks, there's going to be a huge spike. And that's just a fact. Because people are being dumb. You know? But I'd like to go to church.
For all of you listening, who's gone to church? Or are most of our listeners still told they can't go? Because my friend had a funeral this weekend, and it was a well-attended funeral.
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. That is the same number now with 913 as the prefix for the text line. If you'd like to weigh in, 576-7798. What is it about churches? Why can't they reopen? Everything else is reopened for the most part. Hell, the gym that I go to has reopened.
There's another one.
The gym has reopened. But I can't sit in a pew and worship God? I mean, come on. 576-7798.
Amen. 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 Take me to church. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
The person who's writing in to the text line, which is 913-576-7798, who keeps saying, are you reading the text line? Are you reading the text line? And you wrote that in 20 times. Yes!
Hey, Scott.
Yes, Dana.
On Friday, a sharply divided U.S. Supreme
Can you mute yourself?
Court ruled 5-4 to uphold the restrictions on religious gatherings in California. Mm-hmm. And to say that again, on Friday, a sharply divided U.S. Supreme Court ruled 5-4 to uphold the restrictions on religious gatherings. And I think in California, they said, we're going to put a number to it. We're going to put a distance to it. You can open it at a certain capacity, kind of like we did with restaurants.
Correct.
And the Supreme Court upheld the restriction.
Yep. John Roberts was your swing vote on that one. Let's go to Mike in Overland Park. Hello, Mike. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Dana. Hey,
hey, buddy.
Have you checked the text line?
Yes! You're so funny, man.
Well, welcome to my show.
Glad to be on your show.
Bless you. Scott, Dana, I think the difference between Home Depot and church is primarily one of duration. You're there next in a pew, maybe a few feet away, but you're there for an hour plus, as opposed to just drifting by somebody in a store. Now, there's no difference, to your point, Scott, between a gym or a restaurant, perhaps, than a church. And so they ought to be having the same rules, and I think that's what the Supreme Court decided last week.
But in a restaurant, you're not singing. That's the one distinction, and we know for
true.
A fact that singing explodes this all over the face of your neighbors. It just does. That's
right.
Not anti-religion. I'm not anti-singing. That's
right.
Just the way the virus is spread.
You're absolutely right, Dana.
So why not just say churches, you're welcome to reopen, but you can't sing?
You know, I'm actually part of a group, ruling body that's trying to decide when we're going to reopen our congregation, and that's one of the things we recommended is that we not have congregational singing, you know, along with the other social distancing things.
I mean,
what about masks?
That's taking communion is a problem too.
Why?
Because
Hello?
They're touching it, Scott, and passing it out. And well, passing it around,
but that's
and hands
my point.
Are touching it.
But my point is, and I said this earlier, you could lay the communion out, okay? So one person touches it, okay? And you grab the bread, you put it in your mouth, you grab your little drink, and you drink it, and you move on. Every church is not like a Catholic church, where the priest is, you know, taking the bread and putting it in your mouth, and then everybody drinks from the same chalice. In my church, we pass it around, and there's a plate with bread in it. You take the bread and you pass it to the next person. Why not just leave the bread and the drink in separate cups, small little cups, at the front of the church, and everybody can come up and just take it?
Sure. And real quick, Scott, I don't want people to think this is just the government saying you can't go to church. There are churches struggling with this, saying we are worried about reopening because of our older
our
population,
yeah,
our staff members, all of that.
I get that. But I just wonder, you know, all the things that we have allowed to reopen. Restaurants, gyms.
Yeah, gyms is a big one because most people that go to the gym go 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, I mean, we did takeout the other night at Nick and Jake's in Western Shawnee. They're open. There were people out on the patio. Nobody was wearing a mask. And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I know people think I'm crazy about the COVID, whatever. That's fine. But why can't – and I'm not saying I would go to my church – if it reopened tomorrow, but why can't people in my church go to my church? Why can't you put little X's down, you know, family of four right here. And then, you know, 6 feet away, 10 feet away, whatever, family of four, you know, family of five, sit over there. Family of six, sit up here. Single, you're up in the balcony.
And instead of having four services a day, you have 10. I mean, it's more work for the staff.
You want to save souls or not? Chuck in Overland Park. Hello, Chuck.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, buddy.
I personally believe that church should be essential. It's good for the soul. But, however, the government doesn't, because churches are tax exempt and they don't get any money from the churches. So churches will be the last to open.
You really think that's the reason?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah, because they don't get any money from the churches for taxes. It's not essential to the government.
It's essential to getting reelected.
There's one.
I mean, why would you close a church? Did we lose him?
I mean, they're all money, money, money.
Well, but to Scott's point, if you want to be reelected, and certainly in the Bible Belt, you'd better be fighting to open those doors today,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
What benefit does a politician get in closing a church? They don't care about tax money.
It's just my thought.
Okay. All right.
Great. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
The rest of the court's ruling said this: although California's guidelines place restrictions on places of worship, those restrictions were consistent with similar or more severe restrictions applied to comparable secular gatherings, including lectures, concerts, movie showings, spectator sports, and theatrical performances where large people gather in close proximity for extended periods of time. So what the court said is, look, if you had just singled out the churches and said you can't open, no dice. But
right.
you also singled out sporting events and concerts, which means they've upheld this, and you're right, Scott. It was John Roberts mm-hmm. who swung with the liberal justices.
Yep. But knuckleheads, for example, here in Kansas City has reopened. And granted, they hold 2,000 people or whatever, and they're only allowing 100 people in for a show. Why can't a church that would hold, say, 600 people allow 50 people in?
A girlfriend just texted me.
You have to make a reservation
my...
or something.
Yeah,
sorry.
She says, my parents attend a Catholic church. They are assigned a mass time in a small Kansas town, Scott. One week they go Saturday night. The next week it's Sunday morning. They all wear masks and no communion.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. We started late. We'll carry it over. We think we might have the mayor of Kansas City, Quentin Lucas, joining us at 545 this afternoon. We'll see how that works out. But we're hoping to get Quentin Lucas on at 545 this afternoon. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.